Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over a dozen Democratic presidential candidates have appeared at the party's committee meeting in San Francisco this weekend, with just a few days left before the deadline to qualify for the next debate. For more on this and for more on the procedures, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by USF political science professor James Taylor. Thank you, as always, for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Let's begin with, there was a lot of criticism at the committee meeting in San Francisco. There has been already from candidates who may not qualify for the next debate. What is the process? What do they need to qualify?
Well, the Democratic candidates have a stipulation of qualifying both in terms of fundraising and in polling. And so we've seen, for example, Julian Castro just crossed that line recently. We've seen people like Tulsi Gabbard and others on the margins with the single-digit polling sort of being cut out at the bottom and begrudged by that and have, you know, feel like they've been left out of a Democratic process. You have 13 candidates here. All of the major Democrats are here except Joe Biden. And so this is an opportunity for the Democrats to make their pitches to potential voters, to potential superdelegates that come into play in a second round if the regular delegate process doesn't work out in the first round. So there's a lot at stake here.
Professor, you mentioned just now that Joe Biden is the only one not here. What's that about? Is he sending some sort of message, or what are we supposed to take away from that?
He's the front runner, and he's acting like a front runner should act. There's only two other people or three other people polling in double digits. None of them is close to him at this point. The superdelegates aren't as important this time because of the way they conducted themselves in 2016 with the Bernie campaign. So the Democrats have changed their rules. So the superdelegates aren't as important. And so he doesn't have to make these appeals. And so he's got the money from the big wigs in the party. He's acting like a front runner. And that's what his campaign is advising him to do. And I don't think anyone else like a Bernie or Kamala Harris could afford to skip this event in the way that he could.
Do you foresee any changes in this process, either midstream here or perhaps 4 years from now, given the criticism and given the wide open berth of candidates we have right now?
No, that's a great question. And this has gone on since the 1970s back to McGovern. In fact, the rules from the 70s would change because they left out minority and women candidates. And this is what opened up the possibility of a Jesse Jackson campaign and presidential run in the 1980s. Yes, to answer your question, they will continue to modify, just like we saw them make this adjustment this year from the last cycle. And any kind of fallout from people who feel begrudged by the process this time around, if it's strong enough, the sentiment, especially from the younger elements in the Democratic Party, because they do want to sort of displace the older generation, they'll try to find ways to democratize the selection process in 2024.
There is a lot of dissatisfaction among the younger in the party, especially activists who wanted a climate change debate. They didn't get that. Do you see the younger forces coming through sooner than later with the
Absolutely.
Democrats?
With the Amazon burning, how could the Democrats justify this? That is just such a poor a lack of vision and a lack of foresight as to what's really happening. And these young people have been on the front line, and not so young people have been on the front lines of climate change through different organizations for decades. And then just the sort of visual that the Democrats say, we're not going to talk about climate change while the Amazon is burning, is just a bad look for the party. So I hope that they will reconsider that, because the young people are going to continue to agitate for this as a platform issue.
All right. We thank you, as always. That is University of San Francisco political science professor James Taylor.